It's such an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and speak the word of God. The Bible says the word is like a hammer. The word is like a sword. So open your heart now as the word of God comes forth.
Every year, God is saying something prophetically, and therefore, I love the Jewish people so much. I love the Hebrew Bible so much because if you go study the Hebrew Bible, you will see that God is saying something significantly every year. There's two calendars that you can live by. First of all, there is the Gregorian calendar, which was designed by Constantine. Constantine was an atheist, and he was the guy who invented the Gregorian calendar we live by. That is from January to December. But in actual fact, the reality is this: we ought to live according to the Hebrew calendar, because the Hebrew calendar is the godly character calendar as well. They say every year in the month of September, the Jews come together every year in the month of September, and they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and they celebrate the new year, and they come with a word from the Lord. What is the significance of that year? This year on the Hebrew calendar, it is the year 5776. And I want us to look at the significance of this number. I want you to write it down. The Jewish New Year, what God is saying, it is 5776. Now, the Hebrew alphabet is a alphanumeric. It also has words and pictures associated with its letters. The letters associated with this Hebrew year, 5776, are the Ayin. Say with me, Ayin. You're speaking some Hebrew. Ayin and the Vav. The Ayin has a numerical value of 70, and Vav has a numerical value of 6, forming the 76. Now, I'm taking you somewhere. I want you to follow me. The picture associated with Ayin is an eye, and the picture associated with Vav is a peg or a nail. When one puts the picture together, it could be said that the year 5776 would be the year to see the peg or to see the nail. As I looked at the scripture regarding the peg or the nail, I found something very significant. In the book of Judges, if you would follow me, Judges chapter number 4, and we're going to pick up in verse 21. Judges 4 and verse 21. It says in Judges 4:21, then Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg. Remember what I just said. The meaning of 5776 this year means a tent peg. Say with me, tent peg. The Bible says she took it. And she took a peg and a hammer in her hand and went quietly to him, for he was fast asleep and tired. Watch what she did. She took the hammer and the tent peg. Watch this. And she drove the tent peg into his temple. Now, this man represented the enemy. And this is what I see prophetically here tonight. God is going to give you a tent peg and a hammer, and you're going to drive it into your enemy. The Bible says she drove the tent peg into his temple, that was the enemy, and went down into the ground. So he died. Now, as Barak had been chasing Sisera, Jehiel came out to meet him and said, come and I will show you the man whom you seek. When he came in, there was Sisera fallen dead with a tent peg in his temple. Watch this. The battle was going on the field, But the victory was won in the house. She secured the victory by going softly, secretly to the enemy, taking the tent peg, and she drove it into his body. The Bible says it went right through him into the ground. And I heard the Lord say, the tent peg that went right through the enemy's body into the ground speaks of our victory being secured in 2016. I came to prophesy here tonight, your victory is secured with the tent peg, which is Jesus Christ, the nail, which is Jesus Christ. We've got the victory because of three nails. They beat the nails through his hands. They beat the nails through his feet. That equals victory. I came to prophesy our victory is secured in 2016. If you believe it, give God a praise in this place. I came to let your devil know there is a nail. His name is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God is about to drive him through your enemies and secure your victory. Give him 60 seconds of praise. Come on, somebody. Woo! We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Many people have an Old Testament mindset to fight for victory. And they have to pray and they have to fast 40 days to get the victory. I came to inform us tonight, Christ gave us the victory when he shed his blood. When he took the nails, he gave us the nails to mess the devil up. Turn to your neighbor, say, you fight from victory. You're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory. You already have the victory. Jael drove the peg into the head of her enemy. Jael represents a type of the church here tonight that's going to drive the nail through the head of the enemy. In Afrikaans sê ons, sê sla nou die spyker op sy kop. You're hitting the nail on its head. I came to prophesy, you're going to hit the nail on its head in 2016. Jesus comes and he surrenders his life free willingly, Pastor Herman. And he takes the nails through his hands and his feet. When he did that, he secured the victory. But when he did that, he also defeated the devil. It is very significant that the cross represents a peg. It represents a nail. And when I study my Bible and I go back in Bible history, I see they call Golgotha the hill of the skull. Why the hill of the skull? Because prior to the crucifixion, there was a man by the name of David who slayed his Goliath. And the Bible says David took the head of the giant and he chopped it off. And the Bible says he went to the hill Golgotha and he planted the head in the very same spot. Jesus would be crucified later. So in essence, what am I saying? I'm saying Jesus came, the ultimate victor. And when they When they planted that cross in that ground, they planted it and they pierced the head of Goliath one more time. Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm going to drive it through the head of the devil. Woo. My God, I feel it in this place. Turn to your neighbor, say, you're going to hit the nail on its head. Colossians 2 verse 14 says, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of the legal demands, that is the law of Moses, so by the way, which were in force against us, which were hostile to us, and its certificate he has set aside, completely removed by nailing it to the cross. Every charge of condemnation that the devil throws at you has been nailed to the cross. Woo! Watch this now. I heard the Lord say this afternoon. In 2016, you will win the war before the battle begins. You will win the war before the battle begins. So therefore the devil can dish out anything he wants to dish out in 2016. But when the dust is settled, you have the victory. You have the miracle. You have the breakthrough, because the battle is won before the war starts. So you can say, bring it on, devil. I have the nail. I have the nail of victory. I'll nail you anytime. I'll take you out anytime. Because the battle is won before. The battle is won. Woo. At the cross. Turn to your neighbor, say, it's been won. At the cross. Go with me quickly. Joshua chapter number 5. How many of you are getting something here tonight? Woo! Joshua chapter number 5 and verse 13. Watch this now. There is going to be supernatural angelic assistance in 2016. Joshua chapter number 5 and verse 13. Now when Joshua was by Jericho, he looked up and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Verse 14, he said, no, rather, I have come now as captain of the army of the Lord. Then Joshua fell before his face toward the earth and bowed down and said to him, what does my Lord have to say to his servant? The captain of the Lord's army said to Joshua, remove your sandals from your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy ground. Victories will be won in 2016, because of angelic assistance. Turn to somebody, say, you're not alone. You're being assisted with angelic activities. Woo! Divine angelic assistance. Israel once tried to take Canaan, but they failed because they wanted to do it in their own power and in their own strength. This, what God is about to do, is not by might nor by power, but it is by His Spirit. Zechariah 10 and verse 4 says, from Him comes the cornerstone, that's Jesus, and from Him the tenth peg. Jesus is the cornerstone and the tenth peg. Uriba. When you have the cornerstone, your destiny is secured. When you have the tenth peg, your destiny is secured. From Him comes the bow for battle, and from him every ruler goes out, all these together, and they will be as mighty men who trample down in the muddy streets in the battle. Watch this now. They will fight because the Lord is with them. They will fight because the Lord is with them. We do not fight in our own strength. We allow the Lord to go before us and fight for us. Jehoshaphat, this battle you face in 2016 has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the tent peg, which is your security in a battle, your victory in war. His name is the Christ, the Son of the living God. All you need is faith in your heart and a praise in your mouth, and you can step on in to 2016 and say, devil, bring it on, for the battle is the Lord's. The battle does not belong to me. I give you the praise for fixing my life. I give you the praise for fixing my church. I just have to praise him. And as I praise him, he releases angels on my behalf. Oh my God. If you just know how to flirt with God, he will step down in your situation, not to take sides, but to take over. David knew how to flirt with God. He said, God, my heart pains for you as the deer pants for streams of living waters, so I pant for you. And because David knew how to flirt with God, God stepped down in every battle and gave him the victory. David said, come, let us magnify the Lord together. We can't make God bigger than what he already is. What does it mean, Pastor? Come, let us magnify the Lord together. When we begin to praise God prophetically for what he's about to do and what he has done, he swells up big on the inside of us. Listen. If my wife tells me, baby, you do it for me. Oh, yeah. I want you, baby. You're the man in my life. I can't go without you. I can't breathe without you. I want you, baby. Something happens in me. I will move any mountain that comes in her way. Oh, that's what it means to magnify the Lord. Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm going to flirt with God in 2016. If you tell a man how good he is, muscles begin to flex that he didn't even have. But you got to flirt with him, baby. I say you have to flirt with God. Make him the lover of your soul. When I get up in the morning, I want to praise you. When I lay my head at rest at night, I'm going to praise you. You want God to move? Just begin to praise him. You want God to perform miracles? Yeah! Just begin to praise him. Because I'll step down in your situation. I'll breathe life into your body. I'll bring life into your dead bones. I'll bring life into your dead situation if you will flirt with God. Turn to your neighbor and say, be a flirter. Be a flirter. Woo! God, step down in Jehoshaphat's situation, because he flirted with God. Woo! It doesn't matter what the Moabites, Amorites said. I'm going to praise you. Woo! Although the Malachites, the Amorites, all the Tites were too many. Woo! like locusts, Jehoshaphat and the tribe of Judah went out and flirted with God. You want to confuse your devils in 2016? Begin to flirt with God. You want to confuse demons? Begin to flirt with God. Begin to blow him kisses. Kiss him with the kisses of your mouth. Rinamosea. Praise him in the battle, because there is no war that can stand up against the power of praise. So to your neighbor, say, flirt with him. Flirt with him. Whew. Flirt with him. And watch him go before you. Here's your security. Paul wrote to his son in the faith in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse 7. He says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The word timidity means showing a lack of courage or a lack of confidence or easily frightened. If you go study the significance of this here, it also means war and rumors of war. Wars will increase. But there is a remnant that have found themselves cemented in the confidence of God. These people are not moved and shaken by the circumstances of life. They're not frightened easily. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not frightened easily. Caleb and Joshua had a tenacity and inner fortitude within them. As a young man, Caleb said in Numbers 13:30, should we go up and take possession of the land? For we can certainly do it. Turn to your neighbor and say, we can certainly do it. Nothing is too hard for our God. I came to prophesy, you can certainly face the Goliaths in 2016. The Bible says 45 years later, he comes again. We know because of the Israelites' disobedience and murmuring, they went around the mountain for many years. But he comes years later in Joshua 14 verse 10, and he still says, I still have that inner fortitude in me. I still have the kick in me. My ticker is still ticking. Give me this mountain. That is the spirit God is going to release here tonight. The same spirit that rests upon Joshua and Caleb, that says this mountain is not too big, because we have a pin, we have a peg. His name is Jesus, and we are secured in him. He comes, now he's 85 years old, and he says, I will still take it. Give it to me, Joshua. Give me this mountain. If you study the history, you see how God gave the word to the children of Israel, but they murmured and complained, and they said, it is a land full of giants. But Joshua and Caleb came back and said, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. Which means God is raising up a people here tonight that will go into 2016 with the mentality of a giant slayer. They will not be intimidated by the giants that will face them in 2016, but they will overpower the works of the devil. These people have a giant slayer mentality. Turn to your neighbor, say, that's you. The 10 spies were negative. Only Joshua and Caleb says, we want to take this land. The promised land represents that which God has destined for us. These things God is destined for you in 2016. You're going to lay a hold of it. Slap your neighbor. Say, you're going to lay a hold of it. You're not a grasshopper. You're a giant slayer. Is there any giant slayers here tonight? Knowing that they can do anything with the help of the Lord. Knowing that they can face any Goliath with the help of the Lord. God is going to deliver people tonight from the grasshopper mentality. The Bible says that when they looked at the giants in the land, they said, we are small in our own eyes. And the giants see us small. It is that spirit of intimidation the devil wants to bring upon you. Throwing the challenges that you have faced this year. And he's playing you a little theatrical trailer saying you're going to face the same giants in 2016. The devil is a liar, him and his mother-in-law. God is going to give you a giant slayer mentality tonight. Woo! You see, grasshoppers, they emphasize what is wrong instead of what is right. Grasshoppers love to talk about the injustice of people towards them. Grasshoppers talk about how they have been mistreated and how people don't understand them. Grasshoppers justify their lack of victory. Grasshoppers always give excuse for not conquering the devil. Turn to your neighbor, say, quit making excuses. You're going to kick the devil's butt in 2016. Yes, you might have not got the victory in the arenas you wanted to get the victory, but I want you to know, in a few moments from now, we're going to cross over and God's going to give you a victor mentality and you're going to kick the devil's butt. If you believe it, give God praise. Grasshoppers focus on their problems. Giant killers focus on the possibility. Grasshoppers discuss their obstacles, but giant killers talk about the opportunity. Yes, the nation is in chaos. Yes, there's corruption in our nation, but we're not discussing the obstacles. We're discussing the opportunity that's in this great nation of South Africa. Grasshoppers talk about disease. Giant killers talk about health. Grasshoppers talk about the devil's achievement. Giant killers talk about God's victory in their lives. Grasshoppers talk about being victims, but giant killers talk about being victors. Somebody shout in this place. Grasshoppers have a slave ship mentality. Giant killers have a sonship mentality. Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm a giant slayer. I chop off the giant's head. You better preach with me on this instrument. I chop off the giant's head. I eat giant's head for bread. You're gonna have breakfast. In a few moments from now, it's gonna be some giant's head. I dare you to praise him for your breakfast. I dare you to praise him for your breakfast. You're gonna eat giant's head. Give him praise if you believe it. To somebody quickly, say you have the victory. You're a giant slayer. Come on, walk to somebody, prophesy, say you're a giant slayer. Baby, you're gonna chop off his head. Watch this. So number one, 2016 will be the year of secured victory. The tenth peg, driven through your enemies, securing your position in the kingdom, securing your authority in the kingdom. Secondly, it will be the year of divine expansion. Turn to your neighbor, say, make some room. I'm about to stretch. Come on, turn to somebody else, say, I'm about to stretch. Woo! Watch this. Isaiah 54. How many of you are eating the word? Isaiah 54. And I love this one because I love taints. Isaiah 54 and verse 1. Shout for joy, O barren one. He's speaking to those that are barren, those that are encountering limitations, restrictions, limitations in their lives. He's saying to those people, shout. Turn to your neighbor, say, get on a praise. Shout for joy, O barren one. She who has not given birth, break forth into joyful shouts and rejoice. She who has not yet gone into labor with child, for the spiritual sons, watch this, of the desolate one will be no more numerous than the sons of the married wife, says the Lord of hosts. Watch this now. Enlarge the site of your tent. Somebody shout expansion. Enlarge the site of your tent to make room for your children. Last year, it was the year of the open door. To my surprise, Ayeng is still part of this year. It means this year, it is the year of the double door. 2015 was the year of the single door. How many of you have encountered some open doors in 2015? I came to prophesy 2016 is the year of the double door. Double for your trouble. God is opening the double door. Give Him praise if you believe it in this place. Slap your neighbor, say double door. Double door. Double for your trouble. A double door. Yeah. Enlarge the site of your tent. Make room for your children. Watch this now. We're going to see one of the greatest harvests of souls coming to the kingdom in 2016. And God says a single door will be too small for the harvest I'm about to release. So I'm giving you the double door. Hey, I'm giving you the double door for the mass harvest coming in. Give God a praise. Your sons and your daughters is coming in. Give Him the praise. Walk to somebody, say double, 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 double. Double door. Woo! Single ain't an option for me. He's releasing the double door. Double door. Turn to your neighbor, say double, 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 double. Woo! Abu Shabraka. I feel this thing. Woo. I see your sons and your daughters that is in the clubs right now, that's in the pubs right now, running to the double door that is wide open. The drug addict will come into the kingdom. Give God a praise in this place. Shout to me, double door. Woo! A spirit of mass evangelism will be released upon us in 2016. Woo! Your heart's gonna burn for the lost. Your heart's gonna burn for souls. You're gonna plead for the harvest and the harvesters. Enlarge the side of your tent to make room for more children. Stretch. Somebody say stretch. Stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Spare not. Lengthen your tent ropes. Watch this now. Here it is. and make your pegs firm in the ground. Everything is being shaken. The economy is being shaken. Money is being shaken. Wall Street is being shaken. But the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. Watch. So, I heard rumors, people saying, Pastor, you know, we're going to hit recession because of what just happened. That's a lie of the devil. Because every time recession hit in the Bible, it was a time of possession. Which means the world might be shaken, but you will not be shaken. Your finance will not be shaken. Your thin peg will be firm in the ground of the kingdom of God. Give him praise in this place. Slap somebody. Say, I cannot be shaken. I want you to stand in the presence of God. Are you ready to cross over? I say, nothing's going to shake you in 2016. Nothing's going to move you in 2016. To hell with the devil and to heaven with the people. The power of God is going to move in your life. Give him praise. Are you ready to praise him for what he's about to do? Praise him for your miracle. Praise him for your salvation. Are you ready to dance in this place? I want some crazy praisers quickly in the altar. Because this is how we're going to go into 2016. We're going to go with a praise. Hey, we're going to go with a shout. Are you ready for this tonight? Come on. I want you to give him praise for what he's about to do. Woo! I want you to give him praise for his word in your life. Are you ready? 1 second. Plus 12. We're going to all jump up and down. We're going to spin around and give him the highest praise for he's enlarging our territory. He's stretching us. He's expanding us. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on. Woo! Stuff is shifting in the atmosphere. Shifting in your life. Moving in your life. Multiplication. Unlike you've ever seen before. Breakthrough. Unlike you've seen before. The power of God. Unlike we've seen before. Are you ready? I say, are you ready? Tell your neighbors, I'm stretching. Make some space. I'm stretching. I'm stretching. My capacity. My anointing, my influence. Watch this now. Paul and Silas started praying and singing praises to God about midnight. And the Bible says the prison doors opened up. I want you to praise God that is opening the prison doors in your family's lives, the prison doors in your body, the prison doors in your finances. Are you ready? Yeah. We're gonna dance our way into the new year. We're gonna dance our way into the power of God. Walls are coming down. Bondage are being broken. 2015 and welcome your 2016. Something's happening in the spirit. We cross over in the power of God. We cross over in the anointing. We cross over.
I know the Word of God has spoken to your heart. Please make contact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Remember, we are a church for all nations and all generations. So please come and visit us.